Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Beats walking on the street, I can hop on the train and move in that vehicle. But the metaphor is better for traveling quick to any destination and any location in the known universe of my imagination. Confined in a verse, I'm a powerful combine who got to buy minds like a war flick. On time when my jaw spit raw shit, hella fit, have a bit, had to fit, grab a chalice and sip, then slip through the sands of my palaces. S.I. Not a V, I'm in the place to be, still swinging off vines in the tree. I don't want to be distraught nor overjoyed, rather be caught in the void, nullified, but defied, dull the blade. I left my sickle at the airport cause I felt sick, whether you felt it or not, I don't give a shit. But if you leave it on the shelf, then it might get spoiled, take it to hell. Lord knows I toiled, now unemployed, never employed as a decoy, unless it's so. It's trying to poke, blow the spot, 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 blow the spot.
Now all cats who ain't prepared, beware. All I need is the pair, kickstand, it's there for the taking. Bold with my statements, to hell with all the waiting. Sort of breaking a spell, you can tell what I'm making is fail safe. Laced at a pace to digest, cause all the tracks I bless got me rhyming slow, and I'm in no hurry, worried my flow is too fat to rap. I plan to drop pounds, I came to explain hip hop sounds simple and plain. If you're not down, yo man, get down with the program, or at least the flow release. You're from the pole from the east coast, don't mean to boast, but an MC like me is what the world
from
needs most.
To morn,
yeah, dust till dawn,
y'all injected with life,
cause we must live long.
The traditions that I
strive to carry on
get cut on a plate
and end up in your crates.
From night to morn,
dust till dawn,
y'all injected with life,
cause we must live long.
Those traditions that I
strive to carry on
get cut on a plate
and end up in your crates.
Now I'm feeling precise, I got to heal a device, it's called the Walkman on track, betting that I get back home around midnight. Caught up in mid-flight, my dim light did like hit me with insight. When all is the same and I remain content, now the V did repent, let it out like a vent. What I meant is a youth reveals itself in myself as a proof, but no convoluted truth, just a simple rebuke. Got me sitting in this composition on a mission to find revenue. I never knew that it was necessary, reality could get scary, but I parry and thrust with the best of us. Sent to bust nuts and chops, I mock minds with rhymes.
Hey.
The cuss that I drop could stop time on a dime. If I was truly wise and I would shut the fuck up, still waiting impatient for life to catch up.
It took more the luck of the draw to put my foot up in the door. It could have been cool.
Yellow Themos, let's go, man. Come on. Everything's recording and everything. I'm ready. I'm rolling. All right, party people, welcome. Arms House episode 130. It's your boy Amber. My man Themes in the house. We got Mutlag in the place. We got Ban come through. West London is in full effect. Big up man like Sype and everyone else in the house. What's going on, man? What's going on? You good? That's yours. Press record. It's all right. All right. Is this got the red light rolling?
Rolling, rolling.
Yeah? All right. Ooh. Give it a little clap. Another one. That's it. You're good. Okay, man. Arms House to your mother's house. We are in another location right now.
Location.
Somewhere in London. Cool little spot. It's basically a sports hall, man. I don't know. What do you think this place used to be? What was it?
Definitely community a school. Center. Some sort of school.
A school or a community center or something. I'll show you some footage of around this place. We all painted the sports hall, basically.
This is nice.
Yeah, it's dope.
This is nice.
Nice theme.
I never looked at it until just now. This is nice.
The theme, dub, the schemes. I pulled it out of the bag.
Look at this, is nice. This is nice.
I don't like the pink bits I did in it. You know, I regret that, but fuck it. It's all good.
Yeah, I don't like the blue bits.
All right, theme doesn't
no
like
reason.
The blue,
blue
bits.
Blue bits, no reason.
And look, Banos
look,
came out of the woodworks,
Jesus
man. You've got Big
Christ.
Ban in the place. He might join in a little bit.
Can you see that? I don't know if they can see it.
Mm.
But it's fucking banging.
Let me grab my phone. Hold on.
And look at the reaches on the glass. I love that, man. It looks banging. Ban, is that your character? Yeah. Yeah.
with the big bottom lip. You know them old school characters yeah. that are like that?
Looks like Baps, bruv. Looks like Baps, to be fair. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, he ain't got a big bottom lip. You know them big
bottom lip? No, the big bar lid. The big, oh yeah, no, the eight, the, yeah. That's the 80s one, isn't it? Yeah, the big. Metsky.
Metsky loves that shit.
Metsky's come, they come out loads. I love that. I love this. This for me is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's dope. That. Just the tags and just having a space like this just to run
but
around.
There's something
run
about
wild.
The way the reach goes on the glass.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
There's something
smooth.
About it, man. In the pen and in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very nice. I really, really like. And we were saying, Ban, that's the first original reach. See the red reach there?
Yeah.
That's the original.
Nah, the black
reach.
One, though, now with
one
the
is
M.
A hard
the low.
CMS reach. And that's the CMS reach. The other one in red, that's just your normal reach, yeah? But this one, that's the CMS reach, bruv. Get
it's
it,
the bomb,
come on,
baby.
Come.
All right, Theme, listen, Jesus. You know what? I want to introduce a new segment. I just want to run it by you for the pod, yeah? A new segment for
talk
the pod.
Talk to me.
Yeah?
Talk to me.
Because here on the pod, like, we've had a couple comments from people going, why are you always talking about the same writers? You always talk about the same people. I'm like, well, Graph in itself is quite territorial. We grew up with what we grew up with, you know what I mean? The people we looked up to in our area, you know? But we got people listening from Glasgow, from Northampton, from Australia, all over the shop.
Oh, back
yeah?
home.
So I was thinking, let's do a segment, yeah? But it's down to you guys to help us, called a segment called Local Legends, yeah? So I want you, whether you're in Perth, in Australia...
And you've got to explain why the person's a ledge.
Yeah, so I want you to send a flick of your local legend.
People
someone
are just
you
be sending in their random bumpkin mates who
well,
they're kind of like.
We'll see. Like, you've got to send in, because we'll do research. We know a lot of people in these countries and these cities as well. So if you claim that these guys are local legends, we can find out very easily if they are or not. But you can explain why
if
they're a legend.
You there's, claim.
There's different reasons. So I was thinking we can encourage listeners, if there's a local writer from where you are from and you want to shine some light on them, they did something extra special down your ends where you were, something cool, something, you know, it could be back in the day, it could be now, present day.
So you're local. Saying it's like an anything kind of vibe? It's like an
no,
anything.
A
have
local
to be...
legend.
Okay.
Vibes, you know?
You have to explain why he's a legend.
Yeah, so it's like to
and
praise.
If we don't agree, he doesn't get on.
And no, but it won't be like a critique thing. Like, we won't go in on the critique so much because it's not them sending it and it's other
no,
people.
No, I
want to
know why he's a legend, yeah. The story behind why yeah. he's a legend, and then a bit of detail.
Exactly, that's it. So let's see how that goes. It might work out, it might
do
not.
Do you reckon Diet is suggesting that I'm in SBS by.
Oh, he painted SBS right next
do you reckon...
to you. I don't think proximity is a way of finding out if you're in the crew or not.
Is that him? Is that him putting me in SBS?
No, just straight no.
It's quite close. It's like it's less than a meter. It's less than a meter.
Jeez, Louise. Another quick one as well, man. If it's all right. Remember we did that reacting video where we on the 100th episode, we watched TV and movies that have Graph in it. Not Graph films, not
Wild Style and shit
like that. I'm talking about movies like the EastEnders one with that character or, you know, those other ones. Suggest in the comments below some Graph that's in TV and movies. I heard the new Wu-Tang series, one of them does some Graph in it. I have to check it out. And there's a couple. Remember we did Bart Simpson last time. You know, El Barto. So maybe if people can suggest, we'll do another one of those videos, basically. I was hoping to get one of those done.
Ban's really walking around like it's an art gallery. Like,
yeah,
your problem.
It's done.
And then he just walks to the next side of the other. Yeah, no, yeah. Jolly, yeah. That was so good.
Damn.
This place is all right. This place is wicked.
It's dope.
We can come here anytime we want.
Should we pick a winner from last week? Someone won that Zonk sketch, yeah. But look, some of the comments from last week saying, you were asking people, well, how does Arms House benefit your life?
How does it benefit?
How does it benefit the Koch? Some people wrote some really heartfelt answers. Some people wrote some jokey comments. What's his name wrote something funny?
There's one pinned at the top, which is quite like sentimental about... How much it affects their life.
Arms House is a big part of my life. Yes, I listen to the pod. I listen to the pod on the bus to work and home. Both ways is about an hour and a half. If there are no new episodes, I re-listen to the previous. Jesus Christ. Who would listen to this geezer, fucking guy?
This geezer is listening to it every day on the bus.
It's dope.
There and Bach. Big up. And if he's finished them, he fucking starts again.
Yeah, Mr.
How
Z.
How can he not win the map?
Well, I don't know. Let's look, because there are some funny ones, man. Arms House gets me through the week. Gives me something to look forward to while doing this dead-ass job.
Yeah, that's King's the definition cartel. Of my life. He should win it.
Arms House to your mom's house. This is special one. Arms House to your mom's house benefits my life because this podcast is it. Okay. It is what I want to
but
see.
But I want the people to know that Arms House does actually benefit my life.
It benefits.
That's why. That's the only reason I'm still here today is because Arms House benefits my life. Joder, pero lo que pasa que.
That's it. Cash said. I only watch Arms House to get more information to give to my Sarge back at the station, for fuck's sakes.
I've got one for you, Cash, though, already, bruv. So he's got that one.
And Gia Jin said, basically, bruv, Arms House has improved my life by battering them other YouTubers and giving the people the heat from totally different but synergizing perspectives.
Arms House benefits my life as I get an insight into a culture I otherwise wouldn't. And being from the sticks... I'd never know about battered insides. These are fucking brilliant.
That's good. Who was that by? Oh, you lost
it. That was by Rysonic.
Let me see. All right. RYS0NIC, Rysonic. Arms House benefits my life as I get an insight into a culture I otherwise wouldn't. And being from the sticks, I never know about battered insides.
Being from the sticks and we're sending him a song creature.
As always, gang. I reckon he deserves it, yeah? Rysonic?
Yeah, big up Rice.
Hit us up. Let us know where to send you that zonk map and we'll get that shit rolling, man. Big up your chest.
Super
and now,
bionic. Look at these reaches on the thing.
We're going to give away a diet map.
No, we're not.
Which one are we giving away?
No, we're not.
This one. We're giving this away for a lucky winner for this episode. Leave a comment below.
We're not giving it away. £50,000 starting bid.
You can win this diet map, son.
Got a band, got Sype, got Frez.
This one's worth money, so you know me, I might hold on to that one, but who knows? Maybe we'll give it away in the future. You know, last night I went to the Coast Contra gig, man, down in Islington O2. You heard of Coast Contra?
Yeah.
Those freestyle guys.
I saw they came out, the table was all set up and they came out straight away. Bang, he started rapping.
Because that's what, I'll show a little clip of them here. Yeah, they do these mad freestyles sitting around a table. They blew up. Which tune did they blow up to? The first one that they blew up. Was it, here we go, yo, here we go. Was it Scenario Beat? Yeah, and they did the lyrics scenario? To that. Yeah, I think that was the big one. But yeah, they're ill. And so we got big up Tony Spreadlove and Bosco, Mesk, VFL, Tab. We went up there with Mutlag. And it was a great show because we had guest lists and shit. And we bumped into, you know, Young Gun was there. He came up to me, Young Gun. He was like, oh, you do that podcast, innit? And I was like, yeah, son. Big up. I was like, yeah, AHC.
Rodney P.
Old Rodders was there showing love.
Cool Rodders.
And Doc Brown, salute. And Cutmaster Swift was there. Cutmaster Swift, he used to win DMCs, the scratch DJing competition back in the 90s and 80s. And he's got like one eyeball that goes off, like he's got a lazy eye and shit. But he's a fucking cool dude. Sick DJ. Who was performing? Who was DJing before Coast Contra came on? Pogo, DJ Pogo, My Stiggy was there. Why haven't we had My Stiggy as a guest yet?
Yeah, he would be fucking
I was thinking that yesterday.
Well. He would be hilarious.
I was looking at him at stage going, he loves us, he loves the pod. Why the fuck have we not had him as a guest?
I don't know.
soon. He's a busy man. Mice Diggy, come on, man.
He's an expensive man.
He's expensive, but we got to get him on. He would be a great guest. Because I want to know if he's ever tried graph or anything. I'm sure he dabbled in it. Yeah. He's probably got some funny stories about it.
Are you sure we shouldn't get the ladder and do like some...
Get on the roof.
CMS bits.
Oh, up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hate painting up a ladder though, man.
Yeah, but if you just do CMS, it would be fun. It's three letters, isn't it?
Yeah, and all three of us will contribute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would throw it up, Ban or Frez.
We'll see how much light we got left, and yeah, we'll see what we can do, and I'll film it. What have you been up to anyway, man? Anything exciting?
Nah, this has thrown me because I didn't come in for Pottage. I just came in for graphage.
It's all right. We got plenty. We got.
What have I been? I can't remember my life.
You know
I can't
what?
Remember my life. Just been doing.
I swear I took a screenshot of it. Here we go. This is a listener question, but he didn't want his voice on. Yeah. So listen to this. I don't want my voice to be on the podcast, but I got a question. I want to know how you feel about the old heads that say you shouldn't post what you paint, as in on Instagram and stuff. I see their point of view that if you're not up enough for people to take notice, then it don't mean shit and that no one cares. You're just begging attention. But versus the newer generations that see it as a new way of getting up. And it's the same as old school link-ups where people used to physically show each other Polaroids and photos. We didn't have Polaroids. We're not that fucking old. But we did have actually a couple of Polaroids. And then, they go off, you know, the showing. So he's saying like Instagram.
Let me read it. Yeah, no, listen. Yeah, he's saying let me read it. Instagram, I've lost already.
Okay, I'm explaining it to you. He's saying Instagram is similar to back in the day when we used to show each other photos. And, you know, people used to mail photos to each other and stuff like that. He's saying the modern equivalent of that is Instagram, yeah? Now, he goes on to say they used to get Polaroids of pen pals through the post and sit around other people's houses sketching and talking about what flicks that they got mailed and given. I'm curious whether or not, as older writers, whether you agree with the old school method or you reckon this is just graph evolving with time and the early, late 80s writers are just bitter that it's changing. So he thinks, what do you think about posting stuff on Instagram? Basically getting Instagram famous, yeah, as opposed to going out there. I think it's a dumb question. Like, it's not graph. Graph is on the street.
Wasn't he talking about the sitting down and stopping flicks bit of
it? Yeah, he's equating it to that. You know, sitting back in the day before Instagram, we'd sit and look at each other's photos.
The photo album.
And he's saying that's the modern equivalent of that. But people, you know, the older heads get mad. I don't know of any older heads who get mad about people posting flicks. Obviously, there's the baitness issue, which you've got to be careful of, which some people aren't. Some people are. Do you care about this situation or whatever?
I don't think you should post what you're doing, apart from if it's like stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know? But if it's actual graph, then you can't post it.
Yeah,
and you should release like a book. Or because what happens is, yeah, this is my theory on that. When you're doing graph, you can get photos of the graph in a completely different angle, like head on, dead on, or of you doing it, whatever, yeah? Completely different shots to whoever, like Lee 101 or whatever, or not Lee 101, but those guys who have their Instagram accounts, which are massive.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to the end of the platform, the end of the row, the end of the alleyway, whatever, and get a snap. So it'll still get seen everywhere. People will still know you're up.
The benches, the people taking the pictures. Yeah.
Or the big Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
But the when you're doing it, you can get a much more unique, never seen before photo of that piece and of that doing it. And
the process of it.
So if you don't post those motherfuckers and you keep them, then eventually you can drop something which is actually quite cool, like a zine or a book or whatever. Yeah, I've got it like here. And it's of the pieces that people might have seen because of the bigger accounts spreading it around and taking photos and whatever, but completely different shots that are only taken by a certain sort of person who's doing it.
And you exactly, and you know, you bump into certain heads, they'll be like, oh, you don't know what I got up to, and they'll show you on their phone. They won't even send you the pic. You know, that's too bait. They will show you physically on their phone in front of you like the crazy shit they've been up to. And none of that shit is online. Yeah. And it's purposely not online, you know, but it's crazy what's getting done that you will never hear of if you're out in bumpkin land, yeah, you know?
Unless you listen to the Almshouse.
Yeah, unless you listen to the Almshouse, or if eventually they make a book out of it or something like that, you know what I mean? Did you get my lighter or what?
No, I don't have it.
Oh, for fuck.
Stop treating me like a bitch.
Oh, no, I got it.
Hey, voila.
You son of a bitch. Okay, yeah, so, you know, at the end of the day, it's a really non-issue. I don't think it's, that big of a deal, to be honest. It's like nowadays as well, just do whatever the fuck you want.
Banage, can I have a Thatcher's Gold? And there's anyone left? There's anyone left? What is it? Cider, apple. Somerset cider.
Okay, so now the people need to leave a comment to win that diet.
Look,
Matt,
where
yeah?
we are, you fucking dusty mugs. Look where we are. Look how much Arms House benefits your life. Look at what's going on here in a never seen before squat.
No, but what is...
With the sickest pieces of all time in it.
What should they leave comments under? For what? Saying what this time? Last time was benefiting your life. Yeah. This week.
How much this batters the Killer Keller podcast?
No, not that. Let's not open that can of worms. Let's not open that can of worms. Okay, guess where we are. Where in the world are we now?
Yeah, where in...
In the comments.
But this is nice. Yeah, do you know dope. What? It has the... It's aired out quite quickly.
Yeah, it's all right. Because it was stinky in there, obviously. Yeah, we were all painting.
Lucky Ban was here, mate. He's a carpenter. Do you know what I mean? He opened up the doors. Yeah. There was tools out. Fucking decent.
Yeah,
it's man. Even got... That net does look fucking high, you know. Way too high for regulation.
Do you reckon I could...
There's no way you could touch the bottom of the net.
Okay, if I run up against the wall, though, with one foot on the wall...
Yeah, that's way... That is not regulation.
Yeah, but Ban's not, like, NBA height, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is way above regulation. Have you watched any of the playoffs?
I haven't,
Let me talk to you about someone. Remember, you know when they said, remember the name... Wayne Rooney, yeah? Remember the name when he scored against David
Seaman. Oh, yeah, remember that, yeah.
Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
Anthony Edwards.
Who does he play for?
He plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves, yeah?
Timberwolves.
Last year, he swept Kevin Durant in the first round of the playoffs. Swept him, yeah?
Okay.
This year, he has just sent home LeBron James and Luka, who's now on the same team. Man, he sent them home, bruv.
What position does he play?
He's 23 years old. Okay. The best player in the series was him, Anthony Edwards. He plays as a... He's like a super megastar. He plays point guard. He plays shooting forward. He plays whatever he wants.
I'll play you a little highlight reel
right now.
But
this kid, yeah, now all the stuff is coming out of... Look at his nose and look at Michael Jordan's nose. And look at the... They're saying it's his long-lost son and all the...
But the
kid is... Show business, bruv.
Okay.
One of those generational, holy fucking shit. Like, he is ridiculous.
And he's just getting started.
And he's just sent... No, LeBron James and Luka Doncic are the best players in the NBA.
Yeah, but they're
and
old.
Kevin
How
Durant
old are they? They're like 30-something.
Luka's like late 20s.
Okay,
Luka's like the best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
Sent him home.
Wow.
And this kid's like dunking on him. He's doing passes. He looks like T-Mac. Remember McGrady?
No.
You blatantly do, he's quite lanky. Kobe Bryant.
I've heard
and
people
MJ
rap about
rolled
him.
Into one.
Okay.
So when he goes up for a shot, he looks like more like T-Mac. When he's like the ball between his legs and shit, he looks like Kobe. But the passing and the running into the lane and then dashing out to the side like MJ. And he's got like he's the most accurate 3-point shooter this year. Over
what?
Steph Curry.
Over Steph.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
He's ridiculous.
Okay. I'll look out for him.
And
then,
he's just sent them home. So he's just sent their man home, and now he's going to go to the next
round. When's the finals?
These are the things. So this is the second round.
Okay.
But of the West. There's a second round of the East and the second round of the West.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
This whole thing is mad confusing, but yeah.
So you got the first round of the playoffs, second round of the playoffs, and then the third is the Eastern Conference, Western Conference finals, and then the next one is the finals.
Okay, so let's watch the final. Tell me, remind me when
it's
it is.
It's not like every day, because there's the East Coast and the West Coast.
I want the final.
Well,
yeah?
He might not be in it, but if he gets in that's what I'm saying. If he gets to the finals, he is certified like...
Don Dapper. On his way to being Hall of Fame.
And he's saying, I don't want to be the face of the league. I just want to dunk on motherfuckers. And he said everything correctly.
And where's he from himself?
He from Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay. ATL, stand up.
He's up. He's down. Bruv. I'm telling you, this kid.
I'll look out for him.
The nuts.
I'll look out for him, man, for sure. And we'll definitely watch the final together. It'll be on at like silly o'clock, right? It'll be on like
'cause I thought Wemby, you know this guy Wemby, this French geezer who's like 7 foot something, shoots like he's 5'2". Like he's ridiculous, yeah? I thought he was a generational athlete. But then you see this guy, Anthony Edwards, you're like, fucking hell.
All right, I'll look out for it, man.
You used to like a bit of basketball.
I love basketball, but I haven't watched it. Oh, he's got the NFL cap on. You watch the NFL, yeah? Chicago Bears. There we go,
Do you watch any NBA?
Oh, that's why you're called Bam Bears.
No, you don't see Anthony Edwards. What was that thing in the NFL? They grassed someone up and he got removed from the draft list. Did you see that?
Oh, he doesn't know. Who's the best player in the NFL right now? He's saying Anthony Edwards. Yeah, but for basketball... Patrick Mahomes.
Quarterback for Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Shit about shit.
I don't. Fuck America. Yeah? Fuck America.
Loves Fruit Loops, Pop-Tarts.
Nah, I love hip-hop, but that's about it. Enough American sports chat, man. Let's get into the graph letter game. Who did that
Wayne
letter P?
Rooney.
Who did that letter P?
Spat.
Well done. All right, who did this letter P here?
I
will show
boy.
You now. Let's see how good you are. Who did that letter P?
Spill.
Hey, well done. All right, he's on fire. He's on fire. I remember that.
You can't say that because you don't like basketball. You're not allowed to even say it. I like the amp, man.
I was happy with the amp. I think it came out nice. I think you guys can see the reflection.
You
can see
it looks better now.
Yeah, a little bit in this light, yeah.
That luminous ting and that luminous yellow.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I'm happy. The left side of the A looks too fat and big. It's hard to explain.
Left.
No, just, you see the bar that goes around like that? It just, that bit there is just too big. But anyway, it's not off-putting. It's fine. It does what it needs to do. I'm happy with it. It's got a nice little funk to it. Theme, who did that letter P?
Pain. No.
No.
Pilot.
No.
Peeve.
No.
Poet.
There we go, poet. Well done. One couple more. Okay, here we go.
How the fuck did I get this much paint on my fucking hands?
Who did this letter P?
Oh, that figure's decent, bro. Yeah. Spo Wheezy.
Nope.
No? No. Oh, I know this.
The old school.
Splat.
There we go. Splat. Nice. All right, one more.
That is nice.
It's beautiful. Who did that letter P there?
Sipe.
Big up, Sipe. All right, last one. Easy peasy.
Look
lemon
at you
squeezy.
Narrowing it down in the.
Oh, are you looking at? You cheating.
No, I can't see shit. Oh, cap.
Yeah.
As if I needed to see that.
I know you'd see that one. Is there one more? Is that it?
Cheating on a cap one.
Here we go. You're talking about America and legends.
And you just showed cap.
And with Cap, but better than Cap. Like, this guy influenced everybody. This is the early days. Remember we did that episode of like 73, like the early masters.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Cliff.
And shit like that. Who did this letter P? I think you do know this. You would have heard of it.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of any kind of those old school. I bet it's like a name with a number.
It's
after
like
it.
P dot. And then a three-letter word. So it's not PJ, it's P...
Man, I don't know.
Peanut.
Peanut.
Yeah, peanut.
Peanut, because there was another peanut lived on Devonshire Road back in the day. I should have known peanut, you know, peanut.
Wasn't there a rapper called Peanut as well?
Peanut Butter Wolf.
Oh, yeah, Peanut Butter Wolf, shout out. Stone's Throw.
I want to get some throw-ups and shit.
Oh, we're going to go around. We'll do a little bit here and there. Let's get a little bit more in the can, though, because we've got a bit of graph critique we're going to do. Last P.
Pies.
Pies.
Big up.
Salute.
King P.
All right, okay.
Big up plug.
Ban said he might get involved with a bit of graph critique.
Yeah, because he's infamous for being a fantastically harsh man when it comes to graph
critique.
He's a humble guy.
He was saying as well, even... You know, he's brushing off the cobwebs, you know what I mean? It's been a little while. Do you want to come
Burns
in, join in
out.
A little
Burns
bit?
Burns got the hand styles, man.
We don't even have a chair for him, man. Fuck,
yeah,
why don't we get... Oh, yeah, grab the chair, yeah.
Wait, I got the next one.
Yes, yes, Banos. What's up, brother? We'll get a chair for you, man. You can sit here in the meantime. Fuck it.
I got those chairs, baby.
It's just crazy set of events, yeah? Like, we had Ban on. We've known Ban for a long, long time. We got him on the pod. We had to mention, Bap, sorry, on. And then we mentioned Ban. And I kind of just said, yo, if anyone knows Ban or if Ban watches this, reach out. And then he reached out. And then him and Bap did a painting.
That's what we should be talking about today.
What?
That's why we're here today. I was thinking that when I was painting.
Sit down.
We're here today because of the Arms House. That's a fabulous, fabulous thing.
Yes, man.
Because that's how we'd seen you get some reaches. Someone has seen you got some reaches. Yeah. And then who was it? Bap didn't get you out. Did you just, you were doing graph without Bap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, give you one of these.
You hit me up on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And how did you see the episode in the end? Did someone tell you about it, or you watched it, or you just saw it?
I don't even know.
You saw a clip on online or something?
I see something, I don't know. Then I see Bap, and I was like, yeah, fuck me, I got to watch this.
Here we go.
Like, here's Bap, and then, yeah.
It's mad how word travels. What happened to the long hair? What happened to the long hair?
I got no hair, man.
I know, I'm just fucking with
you.
Gone, yeah. Talk into the mic, please.
When were you painting with Bap?
Late 80s.
Late 80s.
And no, early 90s probably.
Yeah, Bap said,
yeah, he said he did most of his graphic one in 1990.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of it was just before then, I think. Mm. Yeah, just before then.
And he said you were writing before he started, I think, just about.
A little bit more, yeah.
You told me a quick story in the car. You said before you'd met Bap and all that stuff, and you used to jump out the train or something to get.
Yeah,
what
man,
was it?
To do track sides, just jump out. So supposed to be going to school and shit, but I'm not going to school. I'm fucking waiting for a train to pull up.
Yeah. And which station?
One of these trains. It was Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Pull up. Would terminate at Norfolk, not go to Ruislip. Would stop at Norfolk, and I knew when it would stop. Obviously, fuck. There was a bridge there. Run out, blam, 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 throw up, and then fucking duck back in.
Under the bridge or on the platform?
Under the bridge, no.
Oh, okay.
Under the bridge.
In daylight?
Yeah, man, broad daylight before
so
fucking school, man.
Yeah, school time, yeah. So you jumped back.
Wait, how did you stop the train? You stopped the train?
No, the train used to stop.
No, the train used to terminate at Norfolk.
Oh, terminate.
Not
okay,
go
so
all
yeah,
the
yeah,
way
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
then go back
yeah, yeah.
into central London.
Yeah.
So when it terminated, wait for the driver to come out, watch the driver, wait for the driver to walk down, start walking down and fucking jump out, start doing as much as you can, much as you can in about 3 or 4 minutes, how long ever it takes the driver to get right to the other side, and then duck back in, wait for the next one,
you said,
go out again, throw up, jump back, and go out again.
You said there were probably people up on the bridge watching you do
it. It was daylight, it's fucking school time, yeah. So it's people fucking looking down.
Were you in school uniform?
What the fuck, yeah.
You in school
probably
uniform?
Probably black laser, everything, man.
Yeah.
Who were you doing that with?
No, that was on my J's, man, because it was school time.
Who schooled you about that?
Yeah.
I don't know, we just figured it out ourselves. It terminates at this bridge, it's easy to get, you know, it's a way down to the bridge, terminates, you know, it stops here about 3-4 minutes, you've got opportunity to jump down, fucking bomb whatever you can, and then fuck off.
Yeah. Who were you looking up to then back then? whose graph were you seeing?
I always think about that at White City, by the way, when the guy...
So back then, Mize, Elk.
Mize was a central line dom.
Elk, obviously Cast, the fucking god.
Oh, shit. You know what I mean? We spoke about Cast.
Yeah.
I got a story about Cast, but yeah, continue. Okay. Who else? Mize, Cast.
Raze, R.I.P.
Raze.
Obviously Mean, Elk.
Salute Meanus.
So many.
I mean, those are good names already. You mentioned
there's so many.
And you have an ill photo album that I remember from back in the day. You're going to send me some exclusive flicks.
Yeah.
Send me a couple. Yeah, I'm going to remind you. Yeah.
I will obviously
for this episode.
Yeah. I'll remind you tomorrow. Okay. We'll get your number and
okay. Yeah.
That'll be sick, man.
Yeah.
He said he's got some sketches of mine from back in the day.
I have.
From like mid 90s.
Yep.
Like characters
I'll send you
and
them,
shit. Yeah, please.
I haven't seen.
Who were you painting a lot on your J's at first? Or were you,
no,
like,
so.
Who were you painting for with?
I was painting with Fel, so just one big
Fel.
Thing. Fel, if you're out there, respect, bro. I hope you're good.
Salute. I saw he painted Uxbridge
mate,
like a few years ago.
I hope, Fel, you're doing well. Bat and me, I hope you're doing good, bro. Reach out just to say you're okay. But yeah, I used to paint with Fel.
Sick.
Much respect to Fel. yard missions, you know, I can't remember. I was with a lot of different people.
Give us some.
Obviously, Bat. With you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that was a bit later on.
Yeah. Yeah, with Bat. You know.
Error
as well. Because he came down from wherever, up north or whatever. I don't know.
Talking to the mic, talking west all the time, yeah?
Yeah, I did venture out a little bit when I could.
Yeah.
But Error, Baps, because I met them two together. Yeah. When they both come down, when Error come down to the east side, that guy's amazing.
Bap was saying he was a bit of a joker, but
he was
funny
a bit of a joker. All I remember from Error was some big fucking dude. He had long hair. Okay. You know, if you think a wild star, Lucia hair, dude, whatever.
Oh, Lucia bald head.
The guy looked like that. No joke. He looked like that. Dark hair like that. Big fucking trench coat. He looked like fucking Cap. I'm not even joking.
Oh, shit.
Tall guy, massive, weird accent, you know, from up there. And, you know, his blam, you know, it was what it was. But when he started painting, fuck me. Oh, my God. He was great. Good.
Yeah.
He was good. He was good, just bang, straight out of his head, bang, 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 bang. Everything, all his
no
styles,
sketches.
Techniques, nothing. Not from what I remember,
okay,
no.
Did you used to take a sketch to the yard? Sometimes not.
I'm trying to think.
But what yard were you?
I don't think, probably West Ruislip. I did do others with Bap and some other writers as well.
But smashed West Ruislip.
Yeah, West Ruislip, back then you could just walk down the track and walk in.
Yeah.
And you'd get there sometimes and there'll be writers already there
doing whatever.
Like
that.
No, but Norfolk, I mean, Norfolk wasn't it? It wasn't it?
I mean, not Norfolk. What's after South Ealing? Northfields.
I can't remember, to be honest. I don't know.
Oh, mate.
There was other yards where I had some, where me back had some escapes, whatever. I remember I was piecing one. I think I was on my J's. It's unfinished. I've got the flick unfinished.
I've got the flick.
It's two or three of them.
I'm still getting the flick.
Next day, yeah, two or three of them unfinished.
Oh, the next day.
And I was doing whatever. Yeah, no, it ran. Half finished, whatever. A few of them. And then I remember I was doing it and I just happened to look down and I just see these feet from like two trains back come down. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like two fucking feet.
Mm.
Whatever. And then I think, what the fuck, just grabbed my shit and started running, and a bloke comes around and goes, oi, and I'm fucking gone.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking gone all the way back. This was Ruislip, yeah, I've got that memory of just 2 feet coming down on the other side of where I was, and then coming round to the end of the car, and going, oi, some fat dude, he couldn't fucking back. I was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I was gone. Yeah, I mean, that's what early, there was some memories with Bap. I remember, like he said, we were painting. Some guy just walked around and started looking at us, and we were like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, man? That
and
guy.
He's gone. Yeah, yeah. I remember that. Me and we just looked at each other. It was like a cartoon sketch, and we go, "Bosh!" Straight.
And
down,
some dude
gone.
Was just standing there, just staring at you guys.
Just staring. He could have been a writer. I don't even know.
Yeah, you just
but
like, you
many
know what?
Times in the yard we come down, we're piecing, especially in West Ruislip, we're dubbing whatever, trying to do quick things. And then loads of people just come down. It used to be like a sort of a slight hill where you'd walk down. And we'd turn around and there'd be people just walking down with carrier bags. And we knew they were just writers. And we'd just start doing shit together. You know, I mean.
But you used to do those like wicked letters. The same, not. Like you said, a bit more straight letter than that.
Yeah.
Top to bottom it.
Yeah, it just.
They were fucking like, and the window downs as well.
I'm a short fucker, so. Yeah.
You said you didn't do many top to bottoms in it because
I know there's a band and Era. It might be.
No, it was Bap and Era.
That was Bap.
We looked at it.
Yeah, that was Bap.
And he said to me, he said they used to do top to bottoms, but he literally couldn't reach, so he'd have to do window.
Even with a crate, I couldn't fucking reach.
Damn,
district lines though as well, no?
Yes.
Window down district lines.
Yes.
But there's some advantages to not being so tall as well. You know what I mean? With graph and, you know, I don't know. Yeah. It's ups and downs to everything, really.
Yeah.
It's not in the yard when you go out to the fucking beast and you're like,
yeah.
The light's on in your face and you're like, oh, the window starts here.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Mad.
Don't we know anything about that?
All right, because we're losing light now, so we can't. We want to do maybe down the line. You know what I mean, Ban? Now you're out the woodworks. You know what I mean? We'll be linking up.
You little bugs, you
Dusty mugs.
So, you know,
I heard back in the day you were like you were like the lead singer of Led Zeppelin.
No, a correction. I said he was a heavy metal dude and he had like painted fingernails. The painted fingernails was wrong. It was a bad memory of mine.
Yeah, that's cool.
But you were into hip hop and stuff as well. But you were into the rock. Talking to the mic, please, brother.
Of course.
But you were into hip hop as well.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. All the old school hip hop, man. Shout out to British hip hop.
Yeah, man.
Gunshot.
Oh, like Gunshot, the Britcore style.
Hijack. Caveman.
Jeez. Yes.
Shout out to all them, man.
Legendary.
Love them.
London Posse as well, obviously.
Yeah, London Posse. Yeah, Blade.
Blade.
Cobalt 60.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. All that stuff. I love that. MC Duke. Sick. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I saw some of the characters you were doing early on. They were influenced by... You were influenced by comic books a lot?
Yeah.
What kind
of
comic...
Like everyone. Marvel, DC, whatever.
Okay, cool. Just the standard ones, yeah. You were talking about Faust.
Faust is a comic character drawn by an artist called Tim Vigil. Very good artist. Amazing artist. Check him out. If you like anything to do with comic art, just check Tim Vigil. He's a master, basically.
I love the Hellboy comics, Mike Mignola, with the way he uses shadows. Yeah. I fucking love that shit, man.
All that shit, man, yeah. That's got a lot of influence on what we do.
Yeah, no doubt, with the thick lines, and the dark
everything.
And shit.
I said CMS was the greatest crew on planet Earth. And you said you shouldn't say that. And then I was just spoken with Fred, and he said, it's fine. He said, it's fine.
Well, all right.
I think it's the greatest crew on planet Earth.
Fair enough. What was the original meanings for CMS?
Crazy mobsters.
Cool moves.
Cool moves was the one.
Cool moves was the two word for a crew, which is never done. It's always you.
Cool moves.
Criminal minds, but cool moves was.
Cash money.
Cool moves was a bite from PHM over there. Pure hot moves.
We kind of bit
that. Sorry. But it's all love.
Do you know what happened to me? I sent these photos to Zombie, and I sent him a theme and a phrase, and then it was just a theme and a phrase on this particular messages. Yeah, and the phone vibrates in my pocket, and I look at it, and it says, "It's a message from him." It says, "King of West." I'm like, "Ah, Frez.
All right.
One of us is the King of West. Should we open my phone? See who it is." And I could look at his face. I knew he knew it was going to be him. It could be me. I opened the phone. It just says, "Frez, King of West."
Bad man. The styler, true styler. But okay, so we're losing light. Let's do a little bit of graph critique. Again, Ban is a humble man, you know what I mean? But he is a local legend from back in the day. People send in their graffiti. Please keep sending them in on the DMs, on the Instagram, or via the email. All the links are below. So here, this has been sent in. This is actually a map done by Meta, M-E-T-A, blue fill, black outline, white highlights.
What
pink
map
bits
is it? What map is it? Underground.
It's the London Underground one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's toy. Off the bat, it's toy.
Yeah.
Dude, you know, it's got a long way to go. He hasn't gone crazy, though.
That's so shit. Right, yeah.
Okay, so if this kid now, he showed you this and said, Ban, what would you think? How can I improve?
Okay.
What would you kind of break it down?
What's the first thing you would say about this?
Letter structure.
Look at the like, M is down below there.
Even for a throw up.
Yeah.
Really?
Even for a throw up.
For me, it's what you're doing. Yeah. You can't. You've never painted anything on the underground.
Yeah.
And yet here we are.
On a map.
Doing the worst thing of all time.
Yeah.
There is a thing, like people are quite pedantic about that. If you know, you're painting London Tube maps, it means you've painted on the London Underground somehow, some way, you know? But that's, you know, anyway. But
that's cool, but I mean, his outline, he's got his border, he's got his highlights in the right place, but the whole thing wrong with this is a
letter. What bugs me the most about it, look at the E-T-A. You see the top of the T, the middle bit, the E, and the dot of the I, that kind of lines up.
But then the M is
just done some wonky, weird top bit. Yeah, like, I don't know, it's got a high top fade.
It's got no proportion, man. That's the whole thing. But, you know, it doesn't matter, man.
Look,
it's cool, man.
Keep at it.
It's upsetting. Yeah, it's upsetting.
Keep at it.
It's all good, man. Yeah, keep at it. That is a bit of shit, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, now this one. This says George. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I'll zoom into the bottom one so you can see a bit better. So funky, weird style. Can you even make out the letters? So there's a G there.
I can see.
And yeah. E there, then an O R G E. Yeah. So
man can obviously paint, but I don't know what he's done.
It was. It's back to that. It's not anti-style. There's style to it, but it's kind of influenced from Blade. You know, remember that old school New York Blade kind of course, influence?
Like, yeah, Cliff and all that. Yeah,
Cliff and all that. Like you see, but this like weird, like the arrow on the left. For me, it doesn't. There's some parts of it appeal to me.
Not even graphic.
Not even that. You wasted your paint, man.
Oh,
fucking dog shit, bro.
It's purple.
Should have sent your paint into the arms house.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be rude, man, but that's.
To be honest,
what you want to do, keep doing it. You need to practice. It's, if you're doing anti-graph, it's fine, but.
And he comes from the old school era, you know what I mean? So there's certain.
You need to
guidelines.
Keep, it's got no structure again. It's all over the gaff. It's all over the place.
Yeah, I don't really like these kind
keep
of.
Doing what you're doing, man. I mean, I don't know what that is, to be honest.
To be honest,
I can see a piece.
It's a funny one. It's a funny one because
no.
People say to me all the time, "Oh, you only like the London letters, and you only like you don't know nothing else. You're just so boring and gash."
Yeah.
Rare. But there's not. There's like a certain way to be able to do it, which is sick and class. And
see,
then
this might be anti-graph. You might call it anti-graph,
but anti-style,
which has got anti-style. A bit of style. Yeah. It's got a bit of. It's
but then most people can do stuff like this.
Mm.
Anyone can do stuff like this.
Yeah,
like what you've done there—that's style, man. That's fucking style. The
thank you, bro.
Got style.
Yeah, but look—it's
got proportion.
The G's line up. There is proportion. Yeah. It's the right height. The 3D. The shadow is all the same.
But that's like when you're doing something and starting out, you should be getting that down anyway.
Yeah,
basic. Look, don't get me wrong, man. I don't know shit.
Look, don't
I'm just saying.
People send them in. They know we're going to gun them. It's all love.
If there was a massive ban reach done over that in Chrome, you'd be lucky, bruv. You'd be lucky, bruv.
No, but honestly, like, this anti-style.
Yeah, like, it's weird. It is weird.
It's weird. I don't get it. I mean, I'm an artist anyway. Like, you're an artist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Theme.
Not theme,
you
know, nah. Theme ain't artist. He's a vandal,
like,
man.
We are artists.
He's not an artist.
Don't have nothing.
We appreciate art. So, you know...
I can appreciate parts of it, but yeah, there's some parts of it I'm just like, meh. Let's see if there's another one we can get in on. Hold on. Why is my phone being so shit? Just not flipping over now, but fuck it. Okay, hold on. There we go. This one says local, and the crew is VR. I can't. I don't know if he writes local.
Yeah, that's not bad, man. I mean, that's not bad. Okay.
Is it a panel, no?
Like
no, it's just a
It looks like it. Look at that. It looks like it.
Yeah.
I like the white
outline.
I like
the A, bro.
The A's a bit fatter, but... I mean, again, the letter structure, the L, the O's nice. Is that a G?
No, it's a C.
I think it's
cool. Local.
I mean, locals, VR or something.
Local VR.
It's not bad. I like the white outline with the black border. But again, it's just the letter structure. That's all for me. It's the letter structure.
You got to get style in your letters, man.
I struggle with that nowadays. Even me, after not painting for so long, I struggle with letter structure. If you get your structure right and nice, then it's cool.
Like,
the guy can paint.
More,
the guy can paint. It's full. Yeah. I can see the guy can paint.
But I would argue that George has more skills than local.
Who's
more
George?
Skills.
Who's George?
The one we saw before, the one we thought was Gash.
Oh, okay.
There, as
okay,
in
I
skills in painting.
I see
like
what you mean.
More experimental.
From an artistic point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wholly
got more
I get
control
that. I get that.
Maybe.
I get that.
Yeah.
But no, this is okay. It's not. It's probably the best
does,
of what you show me.
Okay. It does what it needs to do. I think the feel is a bit scrappy, dude.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Nice
yeah,
colours, but
yeah.
scrappy.
The A is Gash.
Yeah,
but this is someone who just needs to practice the letters more on a bit of paper, like to get
just
to understand what letters they want to put on the wall.
Yeah, your letter structure. Yeah. Right.
They don't even know what they want to put on the wall yet.
Yeah, your letter
the A is like never like that.
Yeah, the A is the A let you down.
Yeah.
God,
I like the kind of white outline with a black border that makes it pop. I like the dark colours inside. It's just the letter structure. If you imagine this with a better letter structure, it would be nice. Mm-hmm.
Is well in proportion and top to
cool,
bottom.
But you know, like I mean, like you know, if you paint that, if I paint it,
it's an L.
You'll be like, what?
Yeah.
An L, whatever. I'd be like, whoa, no fucking way. I'd be
I know.
You know what I mean?
I'd be upset with that L.
So,
for sure.
Yeah. Well, I just said if I painted that L, I'd be like, whoa.
I'd be like, hold
whoa,
on, I need to go back.
If you change the letter structure on that, it's nice.
Yeah,
it's nice. Yeah,
for sure.
I need a piss.
Yeah, yeah, all good, all good. All right, brother, man. All good. I think we're going to wrap it up now. Bless yeah, it's getting a bit chilly. It's getting a bit dark. We're going to do maybe a little bit more bombing around the place. I'll get some footage.
How can we get the ladder? We do CMS. Yeah. 5 to 8. Got like, when does the sun go down?
I don't know.
Oh, mine's
all good. You can go for a whiz. Thank you. Like thank you, Banos, man. I appreciate
29
it.
29 minutes, the old sun goes down.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a song to go out on.
I've got one.
Oh, you got one? Perfect.
Yeah, this is...
But wait, no, none of that. Let's do a little outro first, and then I think I had something else on my notes. Let me just check. No, we did all that. Okay, sweet. Yeah, yeah. So just a recap, if you can send us your local hero from wherever you're from, if you're in Australia, if you're in Glasgow.
Local legend, bruv.
Yeah, local legends. Hero. Send me...
People will be sending in fucking...
Send in a flick and tell us why you know they're a legend and you know we'll shout them out on the pod. Keep sending your graph for critique and stuff. Send us in. We have not many voice note questions left, so please send in your questions. They don't have to be about graph. They can be about anything, but please not about American basketball. Whatever you do, yeah.
Oh, don't know about that, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, man. All love, I man. Arms House, episode 130, up in another Bando derelict
Best
warehouse.
Location in the history of podcasting. Best location in the history of graph podcasting. Arms House is saving my life, saving your life, saving Amber's life.
Big up.
Make sure you spread the word so it can save other people's life. Every Wednesday, 8 o'clock, Arms House to your mum's house.
No doubt.
Forever.
Okay, what song are we going out on, brother?
Oh, yeah. This is called 100 Up. And it's by Smooth, JD Era, and Fredo Starr, and I really like
Fredo Starr from Onyx.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, sick. Okay, yeah, sweet. 100
I
up.
Wanted to play it now. We'll play it on the speaker.
We'll put it on the speaker, but in the edit, it'll be playing.
100 up.
Much love, party people. Big love. Yeah, shout out Mudlag, Dyer, Sipe, Banos, obviously. Theme Amber.
Nearly got put in Subway Saints.
Free Palestine. Nearly. Salute.
Close one.
Peace.
My shit drop, they like it's hot. Some may and some may not. 9 to 5 workers hate the fact that I don't punch a clock. Play the block, love it or not. Government cheese wasn't for I. The square root multiplied by pi. That's 3.14. Niggas know the hunger, son, I want more. 200,000 by the age of 24. I did that, we really score. Kidnap your homie at the corner store. Whip him in his ass till his skin is raw. Horseman, Minotaur, just realized he been a fraud. Niggas is bitch, I try not to get involved. Cold cases unsolved, dead faces on paper with numbers on it. All this work, put runners on it. The story of my life, the glory of the nicest type. Price is right, they talk on the net, but don't like to fight. Niggas get wet, my daughter name is Antoinette. Fuck around, I spit a holler point at your neck. Correct. Show respect when the shit is due. And hopefully, I could retire by 52. Tied, I fly, get high like the hippies do. While I strive to be the richest dude.
Yo, all my idols are hustlers, bricklayers, dope weighers. You can't play us or betray us, let the stove pay us. Landed of the ain't some Dr. Zayas with a coke razor. Lifesaver so white to my white neighbors. How to freeze your face, lawyer money beat the case. Treat my nigga Lex, touchdown, we fucking up the place. I'ma need a state, in the state, something by the lake. I don't need a break, one mistake that can seal your fate. Watch the villain make a killing, what a feeling. Blood spilling, for the love of drug dealing. Touch millions, I need my money to the ceiling. And 2 buildings, safe for my niggas, God willing. We God's children, plant a seed and watch it grow. Still specialize in snow, turn a lot of that to dough. Hot like Columbia, summer's always 21 below. Need a price of my advice, I still got it for the low era. From hillside to parkside to 100 block. Midway, we run the clock. The desert, it never stops. Dark side, run it up. Trap from nightfall to the sun is up. Bet that, I put 100 up. From hillside to parkside to 100 block. Midway, we run the clock. The desert, it never stops. Dark side, run it up. Trap from nightfall to the sun is up. Bet that, I put 100 up. Told niggas to go inside. They ain't wanna listen. Now look, now look, now look. Look at them. Niggas is dead, man.